Fans of books including Feed and Symphony for the City of the Dead need no introduction for M.T. Anderson, author of both those wildly popular works. But for those who may not be aware, Anderson is a Vermont-based author of literature for kids and young adults who received the prestigious Margaret A. Edwards Award this year. That honor is bestowed by the American Library Association for significant and lasting contribution to young adult literature. My colleague Henry Epp spoke with M.T. Anderson not long after that announcement was made, and Anderson has graciously agreed to join me this morning from our studios in Montpelier following a speech he gave upon receiving the Margaret A. Edwards Award. M.T. Anderson, thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about this speech that you gave upon receiving this award. And in the speech, you talked about a cultural shift that you've called the death of the cute. And I'm wondering if you can explain to our listeners what you mean by that.
Well, I really feel like around the year 2000, American culture took a kind of a turn where suddenly in a lot of things, I mean, think about like HBO shows, that kind of thing. Anything that was considered to be sort of cute, sweet, that kind of thing had to be destroyed, or cuteness had to be tempered somehow. So, for example, on a lot of shows that I watch, and in fact, shows that I love, this is not necessarily a critique. If a character appears who looks sort of innocent, they either are a cold-hearted killer or they're going to be like a victim in 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the idea was really just that I could see how this worked, not just in, like stories on television for adults or whatever, but also in books for kids, where there was a new kind of like anger or sarcasm that meant that nothing really could survive that was cute. We had to sort of, my generation, I think, that is to say, Generation X, it was like we had to somehow prove that we were smarter than that, that we were sharper than that.
What do you think is behind that? What's driving this?
Some of it is that the world is actually a tremendously complicated and in many cases kind of dark place. And that has to be reflected in our literature and that kind of thing. That's the legitimate part of it. On the other hand, then I stop myself sometimes and think, but wait a second. We also have to be talking to kids about the things that are wonderful about being alive, the things that are great about sort of being with friends, seeing things that we love, a world that's so vivid and so full of strange and miraculous events and wonderful people you're waiting to meet.
And there's nothing wrong with losing that kind of innocence, you're saying, if it's from a pure place. Is that about right?
Right. And I just think it's very complicated. And it also has to do, I think, with the fact that especially for white Americans, for the first, 10 years or even longer, I guess, of this millennium and, going back into the 90s and the 80s, we were trying to convince ourselves that everything really was okay, that we didn't need to worry about the fate of the world that we had. We were sort of cocooned in some ways. I think American consumer culture promotes that idea that you are going to be in this warm cocoon of your needs, your wants, and you don't have to worry too much about the injustices that might be elsewhere, the injustices even that your lifestyle necessitates. So I think that in some ways, part of this, the death of the cute, was almost like the return of the repressed. You know what I mean? Like art is there to disturb us when we are actually too comfortable, and as someone said, also to comfort those who are disturbed. Suddenly, we're bursting back into the artistic field, reminding us that the world is not the place that the American consumer dream believes it to be.
That is really reflected in something that you said in your speech, and I've got this excerpt I want to read here. You said, "We don't need to imagine a dystopian world. We live in one. It's just that some of us happen to be the golden citizens in the shining capital." I think this is what you were just referring to as far as perhaps some white privilege goes. "We try to hide from these realities," you continue, "but hidden, they burst back out of the soil, zombie-like, in images of brutality and corruption." That does seem, a pretty dark statement to make, especially when, you are a writer of young adult and children's lit. How do you avoid the kind of cynicism and nihilism that you lump in with that death of the cute?
One thing is, even as a nihilist, I guess I believe that, because in a sense there is no meaning, we need to make meaning.
Do you consider yourself a nihilist? I do have to interrupt you there and ask that.
I don't think there's any intrinsic meaning to the fact that we're alive other than the transmission of a set of chemicals to a new generation. But I think that in a sense, the point is, though, that on the other hand, we can make meaning by becoming a community, by being with each other. We make meaning. We force our lives to mean something important to each other. And that is wonderful. That is joyous. So that's another thing that I want to train kids, in a sense, to say, this is a part of your life that you can love. This is a part of your life that you can celebrate. At the same time, part of that is also taking responsibility. And that's where seeing the images of the things in life that might not be so easy, that's where that becomes important too, because you have to say, look, for us to be a community, for us to be together, for us to have these very positive elements, we have to look out for each other too. We have to see what's going on with our fellow Americans, our fellow humans, our fellow creatures. It's I guess, two parts. One, seeing the things that are positive, and the other, seeing things that are negative, but seeing them with a sense of, let's take action together so that we can bring more people into the fold, so that we can replicate joy.
M.T. Anderson is a writer and winner of the 2019 Margaret A. Edwards Award from the American Library Association for significant and lasting contribution for young adult literature. Thank you so much for the time. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
No, thank you.